Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 13th week after the Sunday of Trinity Monday. Our scripture reading comes from the book of Romans, chapter 13, verses 8 through 10. Owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Our scripture lesson comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 25 through 28. A lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have answered right. Do this and you will live." I think the Lord set out to teach this pious man a very elementary lesson. And yet such treatment of such a fine man can hardly be right. Surely he would have shown more consideration for this man. He put him to shame before the whole world. How can this help the man? He shows this man, who would imagine that he had done everything, that he had really done nothing. He asks, "What shall I do?" When Jesus was finished with him, he certainly had enough and more than enough to do. A great deal of very necessary comment could easily be supplied on these two commandments which this man quotes for Jesus. They are the most significant and most important parts of Moses. As Jesus says in Matthew 22:40, on these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. If we examine all the laws in Moses, we shall see that they all have reference to love. I cannot explain or interpret the commandment, "You shall have no other gods before me," as having any other meaning than "you shall love God alone." This is how Moses himself explains it in Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 5, when he says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, guide us at all times by your Holy Spirit to a full and correct understanding of your holy word, so that it achieves in us the purpose for which you have given it to us and receives its full meaning for us in and through Jesus Christ. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.